Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
You've said the word summer.
I have.
Is it fair to say officially the summer is here?
Oh, I'm afraid. The always summer of is here. It, but
say it.
Let's say it and put it out into the world to manifest that it actually is. The summer is here.
The summer is here, yeah. Which means we all reach for that ultimate summer treat. Ice cream.
Of course.
Ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. But how you eat your ice cream, Leanne, says a lot about your personality to those around you. Behavioral psychologist Jo Hemmings has studied this and believes the way you eat your ice cream says a lot about your temperament, whether you are a licker, a nibbler, or my favourite, a greedy guzzler. Now, I went teeth in last week.
Okay.
Richie, our production assistant at Virgin Media for 6 o'clock show, gave me a brunch last week.
Oh, I love a brunch.
My mom loved a brunch.
So I
had the brunch, I went teeth in. People who go teeth in biting their ice cream are more fearless, confident, and impulsive.
That's a bit of you, isn't
it? That is a bit of me.
That's a bit
with
of you.
Brain freeze, not a concern.
Oh, no.
Now, what are you? Are you a greedy guzzler? Are you a biter, a licker, a nibbler?
No, I would be a licker, me.
Well, let me see what it says about that. Those who prefer to lick are considered calm, relaxed, showing patience to enjoy every moment, and maybe a little romantic.
Oh, that's a bit of me.
Well, you're definitely patient because you work with me every day. So that,
there
that,
you go.
That
perfect
deserves
example.
An ice cream. What is your favourite ice cream?
My favourite, probably a brunch if it's not a 99
brunch is
as
nice.
Well.
I like a 99. And folk who nibble tend to be more cautious, gentle and thoughtful.
Oh.
Although a possibility, little controlling at times.
Oh.
Yeah. It is thought 10% of people will eat, 10% of people will eat 80 or more ice creams over the summer months.
No.
80 ice creams. That seems like a large number.
If you break that down, the summer is 3 months long. That's 90 days. That's essentially
an ice cream a day.
An ice cream a day. No way.
This research was carried out by Newy Ice Cream. 80 over the summer. That seems maybe for children.
Even still, I would say over the course of the summer, I might have 20 ice creams most.
I might have less.
Really?
I do love the 99 with the flake, the syrup,
sprinkles,
the 101,000s all on it. Let us know on 0877 98 98. How do you eat your ice cream? Are you a greedy guzzler? Do you bite it? Do you lick it? Do you suck it?
Ooh.
Does it depend on the type of ice cream? And how many ice creams will you eat this summer? 0877 98 98 98.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
And it's not a regular Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, no, it's not. Or a regular week, because this is on. It is Eurovision week. I am buzzing about this. I love the Eurovision. Tonight, the first semi-final of the 2025 Song Contest is taking place live from Basel in Switzerland. 15 countries competing for just 10 places in Saturday's grand final. Now, yesterday on the show, we were so thrilled to have Emmy and her brother Erland, who are representing Ireland. They are so much fun, such lovely people as well.
She's so happy and positive.
Yeah. Just a little ball of energy.
And it's a good song.
The song is amazing as well. Now, we have to wait until Thursday night's semi-final to see Emmy and Like a Party on stage. It'll be worth the wait, no doubt at all. Now, for tonight, though, I've picked out five of the big favourites that fans and bookmakers alike are saying are almost kind of certain to qualify, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the ones to keep an eye on if you're watching the Eurovision Song Contest tonight. First up, they are favourites each and every year. They're also kind of our competition. Sweden. Sweden are represented this year by Kaj. The song is called Bara Bara Bus Bastu.
Bastu.
Bastu. Bara Bara,
Bara Bastu.
Bastu. Okay, so Kaj are a comedy trio. This is described as a weird and wonderful song about sauna culture.
Oh.
Which is kind of interesting. Let's take a little listen.
This is catchy. Bara Bara Bastu. Oh yeah, this would get you up. This would get you dancing. There's three of them. It'll be a very engaging performance. I like this. It's really poppy and it's catchy.
Very, yeah.
This is good.
It's a little bit, just from listening to it, I think Sweden the last couple of years have gone very kind of traditional dance songs. So this is a little bit different and I kind of like that. Next up are the Netherlands, okay? So these are represented by Claude. The song is called C'est la vie.
Oh, we love that.
Now, it is not a cover of Bewitched. Don't worry, they wouldn't dare. This song has been described as breezy and catchy and has already become a streaming hit right across Europe. Go then. Let's have a listen. You know it already.
Okay, I like this. It sounds kind of like American pop. He sounds like a star.
Yes.
I think I prefer Sweden over the Netherlands so far.
Okay.
But this is still a bop.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah, okay, that's the Netherlands. Moving on now to Croatia, who are represented by Marko Bosnjak. With his song Poison Cake. So this song brings a little bit of a darker mood.
Yeah.
I think the title of it kind of alludes to that. Intense, theatrical, and also vocally massive.
Oh.
Interesting fact about Marko, actually, he shot to fame on a Serbian talent show and he used to work at KFC too.
Yes, Marko. Think that I know you like chocolate covered sugar and spice. Tasty, tasty, yum, yum, tasty, candy. I'm not sure. Take a bite of my
Oh!
Mark is like, tasty, tasty, very, very nicey. Take a bite of my cake. Want to play a game? Okay. Out of the three we've heard, this is my least favorite. You can't really get into it. And it sounds a little creepy.
It does have that vibe. Sorry, the dead stop as well in the middle is kind of haunting.
Yeah,
had a bite
of my cake.
Yeah.
But you know what? Stuff like this always does well in Eurovision.
100%, because that's unique stuff as well.
It's a
unique song. You will remember that one. That is Croatia. Moving along now to Ukraine, who are represented by Zifferblatt with their song Bird of Prey. So Ukraine, kind of like Sweden, they're always ones to watch. This song, no exception at all. It has very dramatic staging, a powerful message, and a stunning vocal as well. So let's take a listen to this is Ukraine's.
It's not very catchy. It's not hooking you in. The music, the melody, the lyrics, even though I can't understand them, they're not really hooking me in.
Yeah, so, I think for a song like this, the determining factor is probably going to be the staging, who's on stage, what they're doing, the lights, you know, how they kind of use that to their advantage.
So far, Sweden and the Netherlands, yes. Mm-hmm. Croatia, taking a bite of me cake. And Ukraine, Bird of Prey, it's a no. What are we left with?
We are left with Belgium, represented tonight by Red Sebastian with Strobe Lights.
Okay.
Feel from the name of this is going to be big and bouncy, okay? This track is dance floor ready, full of confidence and likely to bring the house down tonight as well. Now, apparently Red Sebastian's parents wouldn't let him compete in Junior Eurovision, so he actually secretly signed up for Belgium's Got Talent and covered Christina Aguilera songs.
He must have a voice if he's trying to compete with Christina.
Let's have a listen.
Oh.
There's a build up.
This made my nipples hard.
They actually are.
Jura's voice, huh?
That's a high note. It's like, that's a Christina high note.
Okay, so this is like, you know, go, pump.
Oh, that's kind of...
Okay, so
that's kind of intense.
That's intense, but from straight away you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's yes, Belgium, yes, Red Sebastian, yes, Strobe Lights. So far, I'm liking Sweden, Netherlands, Belgium, Croatia, and Ukraine is a no for me.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you can watch all of those five countries along with the other 10 as well tonight for semi-final one of Eurovision Song Contest 2025 on RTÉ2 from 8 p.m. Or you can catch it as well on the official Eurovision YouTube channel.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.